Mishnah says on the Beis and Aleph, Besula Nises Liyom Harvi, Shem Hayu Lotanas Besula Mayamashkim Lebezdin. The purpose of the Besula getting married on Wednesday, the Takaras HaChamim, is so that if a person has a Tanas Besulim, since the Bezdin is Yoshev Vesheni of Yom HaChamishi, he'll be Mashkim Lebezdin, he'll come to Bezdin. So we ask, what does he have to come to Bezdin for? Sveka Daraisa Lachomra. He didn't find on Besulim, so he's Choshesh, maybe she was in Setachtav. She was in after the Erisin. So Svegan Arisal Chumma, she should be Asura anyway. So that's what Rashi says. No. Rashi said, well, Rashi had explained that he comes to Bezdin Shemi of O Edom. So it's on that that we ask the Kasha, what do we need the Edom for? Svegan Arisal Chumma, she should be Asura anyway. Right? So we explain that Rashi is going on Rov Noshim. Rashi says the Takana was for Rov Noshim. Not for the two special women that the Gemara Daf Tes says that there's only one suffix, but rather for Rov Noshim, not the Eishes Kohen and the Mechusim Yivaz Gimel Shon V'Yom Echad, that the father accepted Kiddushin for her below the age of three, where the Besulim can come back. Rather, we're talking about Rov Noshim. So there's a Svek Sveka by Rov Noshim. Suffik Tachtav, Suffik Ein Tachtav. Vimtim Siloma Tachtav, Suffik Ba'onis, Suffik Beratzen. So there are two reasons why she could be Meteris. First of all, it could be Eina Tachtav. And secondly, it could be bonus. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, Muteras Labaila. Right? Vihilo Nisposa. The Pasuk says, Vinitma of Vihilo Nisposa, Ha Nisposa, Muteras. If she were grabbed, then it's not Biratzah, so then she's going to be Muteras. By Eishes Yisrael. Right? So by Rov Nashim, we have a Svek Sveka, Savek Tachtav, Savek Ein Tachtav, Imtim Slomit Tachtav, Savek Vodah, Savek Biratzah. So that's why Svek Darais Lachuma doesn't apply. Comes Rashi and says that's why there was a Takaras HaChamim, he should come to Bezdin, they should get married on Wednesday, that if he doesn't find a Tanis Besulim, he'll come to Bezdin Thursday morning, bright and early, then we'll generate a coal, right? The proceedings of Bezdin are going to generate a coal, maybe Edom will come and be Mavar, that she was Mizana. Zana Tachtav Uberatzah, we talked about that. What exactly are the Edom coming to prove? Pashup Shad is they're coming to prove that she was Mizana Tachtav. This is Rashi. Tosis disagreed. Right? According to Rashi, the Iker Takana was said by whom? By Rov Noshim. The Iker Takana was that you should come to Bezdin by Rov Noshim. Because there you have a Svek Sveka. I need the Bezdin to create the Issa, because without Bezdin there wouldn't be an Issa at all. So the purpose of the Takana is that she should come to Bezdin Bechlau, so that the Kol should be Yotzei. And once the Kol is Yotzei, then maybe the Edom are going to come and we'll be able to actually tell that she was Mizana Tachtav. What's the din by the other special women, the Eishes Kohen and Chusimi Bas Gimel according to Rashi? He says, Machlokes Rishonim. The Ritva quoted it, Yesh Omrim, that maybe there's no Takan at all. Maybe the Taka can get married, these two women can get married any day of the week. Because what's the issue? These two women, there's only one Suffolk. Right? By Eishes Kohen, there's no Suffolk of Onis, Shema Bonis, Shema Baratzim. Because even if she's Nensa, she's still a Surah Labayla. The only Sovek Be'eshes Kohen is whether Tachtav or Ein Tachtav. To speak of the Reis Elochumah, she's going to be Asura even if we don't have Eid. Chusum Ibas Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. There's no Sovek of Tachtav or Ein Tachtav because the Besulim will be Chosim. So clearly, if she didn't have Besulim, it must have been, what? Right? It must have been Tachtav. So the only Sovek is whether Ba'onis or Beratzen. So right, there's only one Sovek. So we don't need Bezdin. She's going to be Asura anyway. The Yeshomim, there's no Takana. She's not going to get married any day. Gemara de Gechidish. Right? According to this Yeshomim, Vidas Rashi, the Takana was only said for Rov Noshim, not for these two special women. The two special women can get married anytime during the week. It's not Mochel to say like that. Yaakov Shoyer pointed out that the second day in Tosafot that we're going to see in a few moments actually disagrees with Farish Vidas Rashi. One could say that even for these two women, there is a Takana. The Takana is not as critical as for Rov Noshim. For Rov Noshim, we need the Takana to create the Issa, to bring the aid and to create the Issa. But the Eishes Kohen Chusum Ibas Gimel, I don't need the Takana to create the Issa. The Issa is totally Vekoi, it's there. It exists because there's only one Safek. So what do I need Bezdin for? I need Bezdin to tell the guy that she's a sir. Maybe he'll cool down. And then he'll rationalize. He'll say, you know what? I didn't find Basulim, but maybe it wasn't Tachtai, right? Maybe it wasn't Tachtav, or maybe it was Ba'ones, right? He'll rationalize that maybe she shouldn't be Asura. So we want him to come to the distance that Bezin will tell him, you should know, because you claim that there was no Basulim, and you have a suffix, Sveka the Rest of the Chumra tells us that she's Asura to you. So we need the Bezin, not to create the Isser, but to maintain the Isser, to notify the individual that Shitaka is Asura to him. Okay, so these are the two days for Das Rashi, whether for the two special cases, would Rashi say that there is a Takana or not. That's Rashi. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos clearly says that the Ikra Takana was not set for Rov Noshim. For Rov Noshim, I have a Sfek Svekim. Ikra, then there's no need for a Takana. Muteres Lebaila. No question. Who is the Takana said for? Says Tosfos. It's said for the Eshes Kohen and Chuso Mibaz Gimel Shanu Yom Echad. That's where the Takana was said. What is Tosfos clearly assuming? That the Takana is not to create the Issa, but rather to notify the Baal that she is Asura. Right? The same way that we'll explain Bedas Rashi in Dei Abayis and Tosfos, that's Tosfos' whole Shita. Because Tosfos holds that the Ikar Takana was not for Rov Noshim, it's for the two exceptional cases. And there I don't need a Takana to be Motzi Edim to create an Issa, because once I have a Suffolk, they're going to be Asura to the Baal. So what do I need a Takana for? Because Beis Din is going to notify this individual that she's Asura. Beis Din wants him to come so that he won't rationalize and say that she's Muteres. That's the Ikar Takana. So Frek Tosfos, why by regular women? Tosfos is assuming that the Takana was said by all women, but just by these two exceptional cases? That's what the whole mission is going on? No, it's stumma by regular women too. Aye, but by regular women, there's a Svek Sveka. And if there's a Svek Sveka, there's no need for a Takana. She's Muteres Labaila. And don't tell me that, well, we need a Takana because we want to be Motzi Kol and the Nedim are going to come to us. Says, no. There's no reason for that. If there's a Svek Sveka, it's Tachmuter. There's no need to go for Edim to clarify further what the truth is. Svek Sveka Lekula. Ne'ikra, then there's no reason for a takana by Shara Noshim, says Tosfos. So why does the Mishnah not mention the two special cases? The Mishnah seems to be talking about all women, but says Tosfos, no, the takana takana was said by all women. Me'ikra din by Rov Noshim, there really is no reason for the takana. Lo'klug, Chazal didn't distinguish in their takana. Because the Eloha, lo'kaimaha. We need to make a takana for all women. Because if we're not going to make a takana for the Rov Noshim, then even the Eishes Kohen and Chusa Mibaz Gimel are not going to get married Dafka on Wednesday. We'll forget! Because those are such strange cases. It's such a miut that no one is going to remember that these two cases should get married on Wednesday. So Chazal made a takana, every woman should get married on Wednesday. Not because most women really need to, they don't need to. There's a Svek Svek, a Lepula, it's Mutterway. No, but so that the two special women will also get married on Wednesday, Chazal made a takana that everyone should get married. What emerged from this whole discussion is that you see a major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Can the Rov Noshim, the Ikar Adin, rely on the Svek Sveko or not? Tosfos says, Me Ikar Adin, of course they can rely on the Svek Sveko. Lo plug, Chazal made a takana that even the Rov Noshim should get married on Wednesday to protect the Ikar Takana. The Ikar Adin, the Rov Noshim really don't have to get married on Wednesday. Svek Sveko tells you that they're mutter. But according to Rashi, that's not true. According to Rashi, the whole takana is that they should get married, that the regular women should get married on Wednesday, so that the proceedings of Bezin will generate a kol, and then Edom might come and say that she is Asura. We need the Edom to come. We want the Edom to come. The question is why? Shouldn't Svek Sveka be enough? Tosfos thought Svek Sveka Me'ikar Adin is enough. It's just a little plug. Me'ikar Adin, Svek Sveka is enough. Why, according to Rashi, was Svek Sveka not enough? So we had a number of different approaches. The Chasam Sofer said what? Chasam Sofer said this is a global machlokas. Not a local machlokas, the Ksubas, it's a global machlokas. Whether b'makom that you have a Svek Sveka, do we try to be Mavar anyway? This would apply by Treifis, it would apply across the board. Whenever you have a Svek Sveka, the Torah says that you can go Lakula, but if you can be Mavar, do we force on you the din, do we force on you the need to be Mavar? Chasam Sofer says this is a machlokas Rishonim, the Shach, the Kolei Svek Sveka quotes a machlokas. So the Chasam Sofer, that's what they're arguing about. Tosfos says when you have a Svek Sveka, you can just rely on it. Look, cool, you don't have to be Mavar. That's why they said that the Takana couldn't be to get Edom. Because what are you waiting for? I have a svek sveika. I can run with it. Rashi says, don't run anywhere. You have a svek sveika, but we want you to be mavara if we can. And that's why the takana was by Rov Nashim that they should get married on Wednesday. So he'll come to Bez and generate the cult, and then we'll get Aiden, perhaps. We don't even know if we'll be mavara. But it's a stab in the dark that we're hoping that maybe Aiden will come, will be mavara what the truth really is. So some of you ask, what's the din according to Rashi until the Eidim come? I want to go back to this now. What's the din according to Rashi? Rashi says that Toshi Yavla Bezdin Yizbar Adavik Sheyetzah Kol Shema Yavo Eidim. What's the din before the Eidim come? So there was a whole sichsuch in the Shia. Some wanted to say that they should be mutter to each other. Some wanted to say that they should be asas. I thought about it over Shabbos. I think the answer is that she is Muteres before the Eidim. I think Pasha Pshat is that they're Mutar and Zelozet, so you can go back to her husband. We want the husband who didn't find Dan Basul to come to Bezdin so that we'll generate a kol and Eidim might come, but I think in this case, since they have a Svek Sveka, she is Muteres until the Eidim come. See, don't get confused by what the Chasam Sofer says. The Chasam Sofer is saying that generally Rashi would hold that if you have a svek sveika, you can't rely on a svek sveika, you must be levar. But what's that case talking about? That's a situation where it's biyodo levar achshav, right? Like the case of treifus that we had, where the wing of the bird breaks, suffik whether it broke mechayim or la'achar shchita. And even if it broke mechayim, who says that it punctured the lung? So there's a svek sveika. Either it broke la'achar shchita, or even if it broke mechayim, maybe the lung wasn't punctured, it's still going to be muteres. Now, there, you can be bodek right now. Right? You can be mevara what the emes is by just looking at the lung and checking it out and blowing it up, whatever you have to do. So in that situation, I will admit to you that those who say that you have to be mevara even by makom svek sveika, they'll say that you can't rely on the svek sveika even now until you're mevara. Because that's what the whole beer is about. It's biyado levara, and you're mechuyav to be mevara. Until you're mevara, it's aser. In such a situation, the Torah, we can't rely on a svek sveika. But here, what are you going to say? You can't rely on a svek sveika. She's asura levaila. Until when? Until I even come and say that she wasn't mezara. No, the only Eidim that we're waiting for are Eidim who are going to come and say that she was mezara. Eidim are not going to come and say she was not mezara. How do they know? They were with her, right? From the moment she was born, from the moment of the Kiddushin until now? Hard to believe. Right? The only Eidim we're looking for are Eidim Lesser, not Eidim Lahatir. So what's going to be? She's going to be Asura La'olam Void if you don't find Eidim, if no one comes. I don't think it's logical to assume like that. Here it's not Biyodo Levarer the Hetev. Here we're hoping that maybe that if something happened, then Eidim are going to come and then we'll Asur her Labaila. But if Eidim don't come, then she's going to be with Teres. I think it's logical to assume that here we're allowed to rely on the Svek Sveika. Since it's not Biodenu to be Mevarer, that there's an Isser here, it's only Shema Yavo Eidim. I think until Eidim come, they can live with each other. But if Eidim come, it turns out, let's say they live with each other for a couple of weeks and then Eidim comes. It's a terrible Ganai. That's not the worst Ganai. It's not a good thing, but it's not the worst Ganai. They live with each other, but Isser. Okay, according to most Tanoim, even if they have children from those bios, then that mom's there, right? Kiddush tovsim b'chai lavin, and there's no mom's there from chai lavin according to most Tanoim. So okay, it's a bias issa. I'm not saying it's a good thing. It's not a bias het. But I don't think it makes sense to say that they should be asurim zelozeh because of the possibility maybe eight of them are going to come and going to ask them. We don't even know. It's a chashash. It's only a shema. I think it makes much more sense to say that they're mutar and zelazeh. And then if the Eidim come, then we'll worry about it at that time. Eli?
If it's so unlikely, what's the point of, why would Rashi say
Well, everyone assumes that Znus is not the most shchiach thing in the world. That's the Gemara and Gittin that we're going to get to. The Rishonim admit that Znus Veidim is not so shchiach. But apparently it's shchiach enough that Chazal made this takana. Chazal made such a takana. Maybe according to Rashi, Chazal assumed that Znus be'edim with Hasra, that's going to lead to Misa, that's not Shchiyah. But Znus be'edim, it can happen. It can happen. It can happen enough that we're concerned about it. But that doesn't mean that they should be Asurim Zelazeh until the Edim come. Eitan.
So What would be if one of the sfikos was that one of the tzaddim is that it would create a mamzer, i.e., if one of the sfikos was like zub, she's your sister or something.
That's not the suffix that we're talking about.
But if it was, wouldn't that mean that one suffix is your sister now?
How's that going to be? How's that going to apply in this case? How can that be one of the sfeikas?
No, it's a totally different case. I'm just saying, in the theoretical case, the sfeikas.
He's saying if it would be a dover chomer, there would be a bia sissa that could create a mamzer. Would that change anything? Maybe taka would change. I don't know. Maybe it would change. All right. I think David Glazer mentioned that yuchsin is a very important thing to us. So if Mamzeris is a question here, so maybe that would change how we pass it, but that's not an issue over here. Yes.
According to Rashi, then, if there's a possibility, much more likely that it'll be Mevarer, then it should be also to live with her. That's if they know that they're...
Why is it much more likely that it'll be Mevarer, Lisa?
Maybe it's not a Shem, just in general, they have Adam coming. People heard their Adam coming, and Basin finds out the next day when he comes to Basin on Thursday, that Friday Adam come, but it takes a few weeks to get there.
So, and that I time think if there's enough of a call that Edom are coming, I think the Besdin would probably say that maybe they should separate. We hear that the Edom are coming, so we're not going to, you know, if the Edom are coming and there's going to be Yeshiva's Besdin tomorrow, so I think chances are Besdin would say, I think you should hold back tonight. Right? Once we know that Edom are coming, I think it makes more sense to us. But until we know that the Edom are coming, I mean, normally we don't know that the Edom are coming until they show up at Besdin. It's not like the Edom are going to say Lashon Hara. People, you know, they're going to stop in a cafe along the way to Besdin and tell someone Lashon Hara about the Edus that they're going to come to Besdin. They shouldn't do that. They should come to Besdin and talk to Besdin. And Besdin is going to be choker and be bodek them and make sure that the Edus is taka'anis. So they can't be talking to others about... They should talk enough that they hear the kol. Right? People are going to talk to create the kol. But those who know what happened shouldn't be saying anything. They come to Besdin. That's the business of Besdin. Until they come to Besdin, we're probably not going to even know what's going on. Okay, so why again, according to Rashi, do we want these Eidim to come? Right? Isn't a Svek enough? So the Chasam Sofer says Rashi is taking a global sheet. Rashi assumes that a Makom Svek you still have to be Mevarer. Then we pointed out the Chaim Shlomo disagreed. He said maybe Rashi says Ba'alma you don't have to be Mevarer a Makom Svek. It's Dafka over here you have to be Mevarer for one of two reasons. What were those reasons? Either because over here there's someone who knows bevadai whether there was a biasnus or not. The woman doesn't have a suffix. Al hatsa that there was an issa, she knows bevadai. Right? Whereas in a regular case of svek sveka, even al hatsa that it was an issa, the guy doesn't know. It's a suffix is a suffix heter. So svek sveka lakula can only apply where the guy mamish doesn't know what the emes is on either side. But here Al-Hatzah that there's an Issa, the woman Taka knows that there was an Issa, that she was Mizan. In such a case, the Chaim Shlomo says, V'das Rashi, we don't want to rely on Svek Sveka. And that's why we want the Edom to come to be Mevar what the real truth is. That was one possibility the Chaim Shlomo suggested. Or else the Chaim Shlomo said, maybe over here is different. You know why? Because if we rely on the Svek Sveka, we don't try to create the coal and bring Edom. This is not like a Svek Sveka where it's just going to go away, it's going to disappear. In the case of the Treifus, if we're not Bodek the Reya, so we're going to throw the Reya out, we'll throw the rest of the Behema out, the rest of the Ofan. We're never going to find out the truth of this Svek Sveka. But here, it could be that Adam will come in the future. Someone might talk, Adam might come somewhere down the line, and it'll create a terrible Gnai, that he was Shoha Be'issa with her, call Azman Oruch, right? Not just Azman Kotzer. If we look for the, if we generate the call, we want Edom to come, so we assume the Edom are going to come in a short period of time. But it's Dafka over here that we're concerned that if we don't have this Takana that she should get married on Wednesday, and the Edom are not going to come here and now, then maybe sometime in the future Edom are going to come. Here, if we're not Mavara the Svek Sveka in the here and now, we're afraid that somehow in the future it'll be Mizbar. The Edom will come in the future, and that'll be a terrible Gnai that they remained living together Be'issa for Zman Meruba. That's why Chazal made the Takona that she should get married on Wednesday. Rashi might admit that generally speaking, you don't have to be Mavara but Mavara the Svek Sveka. Dafka over here, that there could be a terrible Gnai that they remained married for a long time. That's where you have to be Mavara, and that's why Chazal made the Takona that she should get married on Wednesday so that the Edom are going to come. The Ran has a third shita, a third reason with Das Rashi why we have to be Mevara Dafk over here. Again, Rashi globally will say, you don't have to be Mevara. But Dafk over here, you have to be Mevara. Two reasons from the Chen Shlomo. The Ran suggests the third reason. The Ran's reason is based on a very important kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Okay, let's move on in Tosfos, and then we'll plug in the Ran. Tosfos asks the following kasha. Abaye says that the statement Rabbi Elazar made that Homer Pesach Pazuch Matzasi is Neman Lo Osra Olav is not a Mishnah, it's our Mishnah. Not just Amoraim, it's a Mishnah. You know, before we see Tosis, let's all turn to the Gemara. Let's see the full Gemara and test some of this. The fifth line. Amar Abaye, Avananami Tanina. We also learned like Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah that Homer Pesach Pazuch Matzasi is Neman Lo Osra Olav. Where do we see this in the Mishnah? Mishnah says Besula, and he says Liyom Haravi. Liyom Ravi, Iyom Chamishi Lo. The Mishnah says that the Besula should get married on Wednesday, not Thursday. My time Amishum Ikure Daita. Why do we want her to get married on Wednesday? Mishum Ikure Daita, so that he shouldn't cool down. The Bezdin is Yoshev Iyom Chamishi. So if he doesn't find whatever he wants, right? If he has some kind of a taina against her, the Gemara is going to talk about what the taina is. If he has a taina against her, then he'll come to Bezdin immediately on Yom HaChamishi. If she gets married on Yom HaChamishi, the Bezdin's not going to be Yoshev until Monday. Ikure Daito. He'll be Miskara Daito. He'll cool down, and then we won't get what we want. Right? We won't get that, we'll find out about the Yis. Ulamai, Frakta Gimbal. Well, what's the key to us? Why are we doing this? Ilameis of Luxuba, if the problem is that a Basula is entitled to a Ksuba of 200, but if she's a Ba'ula, she's not entitled. Meis of Luxuba. What, we have to make such a takana? Does it really bother us? Right? Let him give. If his das is miskara, right? If he cools off and he rationalizes and he says, you know what, I'll give her the ksuba anyway, so that's his business. He can be mochel is a mammon. Why do we have to make a whole takana so that he'll come to Bezdin? For ksuba, there's no reason to make the takana. Ella zok the gemara laosra olav. It must be ta'aser her to him. That's why we make this takana, not for ksuba. With the Kotoyan Taina, and the guy is Toyan Taina. He's going to be Toyan Taina in Bezdin. We want him to come to Bezdin so that she'll be Asura. So that we'll be able to ascertain that she'll be Asura. At the Gemara, my love, the Kotoyan Taina is Pesach Pasuach. What Taina is he Toy? Stoma the Taina is coming to Bezdin and saying, it's Pesach Pasuach, Matzasi. I found the Pesach Pasuach, not Dan Besulim. Forget it. She might come from a mishpacha where there's no dam besulim. He may have lost the mapa. There's no dam besulim. Stama the taina, posha the taina is pesa pasuch matzasi. He found that it was a little bit open, so she's a ba'ula. So she was mezana. So doesn't that prove to you that pesa pasuch matzasi is neman lo'osra olav? That's Abaye's raya. From the Mishnah, you can prove for Belos's statement that pesa pasuch matzasi is neman lo'osra olav. Who says the Gemara? No. Who says he's toying Pesach Pasuach Matzasi? Lo de katoin tainas domi. Our Mishnah is not toying by Pesach Pasuach. That's a Gemara on Avtaz, Rabbi Elazar. It's Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is tainas domi, as we've been learning till now. That he comes and says, I didn't find Dan Basulim. So there's no raya. The simple reading of the Gemara. There's no raya that someone who says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi is Neman, maybe Taki's not Neman. Our Mishnah is assuming that someone who claims a Tanis Besulim is Neman, but not a Tanis Pesach Pasuach. Maybe Tanis Pesach Pasuach is not Neman. Why? Because we think he doesn't know what he's talking about. That he's such a bucky to know whether it was a Pesach Pasuach or not a Pesach Pasuach. Dan Besulim, you don't have to be such a bucky. Just look with your eyes. Right? Look at the mapa. So you can see that it's done, that there was no Dan Besulim. But Pesach Pasuach, who says that he's Neman? We talk he's not Neman. And our Mishnah is not talking about a Tanis Pesach Pasuach, it's talking about Tanis Dom. That's the Gemara and Daphnis. Comes Tosis on that base and he has the following Kashimash. Kosher leperusho da'amina b'gemara amra abaya fanana mitanina d'homa pesa pasul matzasi neman lo sra lov pesul anises v'chul. Our mission is a raya, Rabbi Elazar is right that d'homa pesa pasul matzasi is neman ta'as. My lab de katon pesa pasul. The Hashna asked Taisus, "Hechi maisi raya the parish hakotris? What's the raya?" Ha afal gav deino neman. Mikamakom yashkim lebezdin shmitoch kagetz yakol yavo edim viyisbar hadavet. What's our Mishnah saying? What's the takana? The takana is going to create some kind of an iser. How is the iser created according to Rashi? Through the edim. It's the third column, right? Through the edim. Right? The ikar takana is by Shaar Nashim. The ikar takana is by Shaar Nashim. Where there really shouldn't be an Issa B'chlal, Issa has been created through the Eidim, not through the fact that the Baal is Neman. Even if the Baal is Neman, it wouldn't create any kind of Issa, because there's a Svek-Sveka anyway. The whole Issa is being created by Eidim. Again, the Ikar Takana according to Rashi is by Shaar Nashim, not by Eishas Kohen and Chusa Mibas Gimel. Ikar Takana is by Rov Nashim. And there, Nemanis HaBaal is not creating the Isser. It's the Eidim that's creating the Isser. So what's the Raya that someone who says Pesach Pasuk Masasi is Taka Neman? Maybe he's not Neman. Maybe just like Nemanis HaBaal doesn't help me for Rov Nashim because there's a Svek Sveka anyway. Maybe by Eishas Koine Kusa Mibas Gimel, he's not Neman to say Pesach Pasuk Masasi. Abaya's raya was that maybe our Mishnah is talking about Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. That's his taina, but it's not the Emunas HaBaal that's going to create the Issa. It's the Eidim, because according to Rashi, the whole thing is Eidim anyway. By Shaar Nashim, it's only Eidim, right? So in these cases, maybe it's also only Eidim. Who says he's Nema? Maybe he's not Nema Bechlal, and it's just the Eidim that are creating the Issa. What's the raya b'chlal? The Gemara says maybe it was Pesach Pasuach, then it reversed itself and says no, Tainas Damim. What's the raya at stage one of the Gemara? That if we thought the Mishnah is talking about someone who's talking Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, so that's a raya that the Baal is Neman, not according to Rashi, because the Isra is not being created by Nemanis HaBaal, it's being created by the Eidim. So just like by Shaar Nashim, no one had a Hava Mina, Nemanis HaBaal is creating any kind of Isser, because it wouldn't create an Isser anyway. There's a Svek Sveka. In these special cases, who says Nemanis HaBaal is creating the Isser? Maybe Taka the Baal is not Neman. It's the Eidim that are creating the Isser. So what's the Raya B'chlal? Ella says Tosis, it's a Raya to my Shita. Because I hold that the Ikar Takana was said by what? By Eishas Kohen and Kusa Mibas Gimel. And who is generating the Isser? The Baal's Nemonis is generating the Isser. That's a bias raya. From our Mishnah, you see that the Baal's Taka Nema to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. If you think that the Mishnah is talking about a time of Pesach Pasuach, then Taka great raya. Because according to me, Taisa, the Ikar Takana is said by the two special women, and it's the Baal's Nemonis that's creating the Isser. So it's Taka the raya. Beautiful. So it's a good raya if you assume that the time of the Mishnah is Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. If you reverse it and say, no, it's kind of dumb, and then, okay, it's not a raya. According to me, it's a great raya. According to Rashi, where does the raya begin? Our Mishnah is not talking about whether the Baal is Neman. Maybe the Baal Tak is not Neman. It's the Eidim that create the Issa. So what raya according to Rashi? That's place this kasha. That's Rashi.
There's a having to say that if it's a one suffix, the Baal is not Neman. Does that make sense?
But we don't know if he knows what he's talking about. He says he found the Pesach Pasuach, but we'll say Lo Kimle. Rabbi Loza's whole chiddush is that Kamash Malan de Kimle. Remember the Gemara in Tessa Medala? Now, we don't know. Does the guy know what he's talking about? Does he not know what he's talking about? Nemon means not to aser based on the suffix Echot. Nemon means that when he makes the statement, we say he knows what he's talking about. So once he knows what he's talking about, then we'll say, oh, if there's only one suffix, like by the two Nashim, then she'll be Asur. Nemon here means, does he know what he's saying when he claims that he found the Pesach Pasuach? The Taisis says, our Mishnah according to Rashi has nothing to do with whether the Baal is Nemon. It's the Eidim who are creating the Issa. So what's the Raya? That the Baal is Nemon. Maybe the Baal is not Nemon. But the reason why Chazal made a takana, she should get married on Wednesday, is so that Eidim are going to come to Aser. Does everyone get the kasha? Does anyone not get the kasha? Please, talk up now. So Taisus gives two answers, two fascinating answers. The first answer of Taisus is what? V'yesh lomar, Lamaisi Abai Raya Le Rebbe Lazar Elishu Baki Umakim Upesa Basch. Demeino Baki Lo Yetze Hakol Vlo Yavoli De Bir. Kiyom Rishu Toa Visav Vishamatze Pesa Basua Vain Okay Vlo Yochushu Lidvar. What's Taisa saying? Saying really according to Rashi, what creates the Isser is what? The Edom, exactly what we said before. What creates the Isser is the Edom. Abai is not bringing a raya from the Iker Takana of our Mishnah. The Iker Takana of the Mishnah is that he'll come to Beis Din, they'll get married on Wednesday, he'll come to Beis Din if he's annoyed on Thursday morning, and Edom will come and create the Isser in question that we're wondering about. All Abai is saying is that Agav Urcha, indirectly, I'll bring a raya that someone who says Pesach Pesach Matzasi is Takanim. Indirect. That's not what the Ikka Takana is about. Yitaka right. The Ikka Takana is that the Edom should create the Isser Lebayim. But indirectly, you will, if the Taina of the Mishnah, the Taina of the Baal is Pesach Pesach Matzasi, indirectly I'll tell you he has to be Nemer. Even though we're talking, remember, according to Rashi, we're talking about Shar Noshim. The Ikka Takana is by Shar Noshim. Where the Baal's Nemonis is not going to help me anyway. I need the Edom to create the Yisr. It's a Svek Sveka. The Baal's Nemonis is not going to help me. But indirectly, Agav Urcha Kamash Malon, that the Baal is Nemon to say Pesach Basuch Matzasi. Meaning when he says Pesach Basuch Matzasi, we trust him that he knows what he's talking about. What's the Agav Urcha? Because if we wouldn't trust him, meaning if we wouldn't think that he knows what he's talking about, he wouldn't, if he's not credible in the time of Pesach Basuch Matzasi, then what? What? The Edom, there's no purpose to the Takana. It's not that the reason Chazal made the Takana that she should get married on Wednesday is because the Baal is Nema. No, the reason they made the Takana is so that the Edom will come. But there's no peace to the Takana. There will be no value, no purpose to the Takana if not for the fact that the Baal would be Nema to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi to Aser in the case of the special women. To Aser in the case of Rov Nashim, it's not going to Aser anyway, it's a Svek Sveka. But even in the case of the two special women, you could ask, is he Neman to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi? Is he not? So Agav Urcha says to Isis, Rashi, Abaye's Raya is that even according to Rashi, that the Isser is created through the Edom, you still need that the Baal should be Nema to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi. Because if not, if he's not credible in his claim that there was a Pesach Pesach, no Edom are going to come. So the whole Takon is useless. There's no value to the Takon. That was the Raya Abaye brought, that he's Nema to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi. Not that the Iker Takon is based on the fact that the Baal is Nema, like Taisvis. Really, the Iker Takana, what creates the Isser is the Eidim. But if the Baal is not credible to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi, there's no value to the Takana, because no one's going to come, and that can create a cult. They'll say, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's number one. And then Taisus offers us the second. The Odesh Lomer says Taisus, the Gamla Perish HaKuntris, Lohayim Misaknim, Shteinises, Liyom Dalin, Shem Shemiz Bar Al Yidei Eidim. Let's take it slow. Let's say it once again. The Gamla Perish Akunjas Loyim Misaknim Shteinises Liom Dalid Mishum Shemi Yisbar Al Yidei Edim. They really wouldn't have been Misake, according to Rashi, that she should get married on Wednesday so that Edim would come. By Shar Noshim. Chazal wouldn't have been misakin such a takana. This is svek sveka. There's no reason to be misakin such a takana. Okay, but the be'esh is coin of b'chusami ba'shalosh. The name on the ostra olav. Tiknu shteinis is bervi. Gam b'shar noshim tiknu. Mishim shim tov kach yitzar kol yizbar hadavar al yidei eidim. What's the Taisa say? That Abai's raya is that if a Baal wouldn't be Neman to say Pesach Pesach Matzasi to Aser by Eishas Kohen and Chusim Ibaz Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, so then Chazal would never have made a Takona by Shar Noshim that they should get married Liyom Harvi to bring Eidim. The two are going together. It's not an indirect linkage, it's a direct linkage. because the Baal, it's not just giving him credibility so that the Edom will come, and without him being credible, they never come. No. Because the first stage of the Takana is that Chazal said the Baal is Neman. This is all Abai is right? Chazal said the Baal is Neman by Eishas Karib Kusumi Baz Gimel to say Pesach Asov Masas. He's Neman. Because he's Neman, that's why Chazal were Mesak and Bashar Noshim that they should get married on Wednesday. So maybe a kol will go out and Edom will come. By Shar Noshim, the Baal being Neman to the Pesach Basuch Masas, he's not going to do us diddly. Because even if he's Neman and we say Taka, there was a Pesach Basuch, there still is what? A Svek Svek Elahatia. Right? So the Baal's Nemanus by Shar Noshim is not going to make, he's not going to make an Isser. So Chazal made another Takana. They made a takana that he should come to Beis Din so that they'll will generate a kol and maybe Edom will come to us. But says Taisvis, the only reason why Chazal made that takana is because of the other part of the takana. They obey the Taisvis, right? The other part of the takana is that Chazal made the takana that the Baal is Neman. Well, they didn't make the takana development. Because the Baal is Neman to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Chazal made a takana they should get married on Wednesday, so that if he doesn't find a Pesach Pesuch, he'll come to Beis Din. And we will tell him, don't rationalize, she's Asura to you. By the two women, it's only one suffix, she's Asura. That was takana number one, or 1A, right? The first part of takana. Because Chazal made such a takana, because he's Neman, Chazal made the second takana as well. Chazal said, even by Sharon Hashem, where the Nemanus of Pesach Pesuch is not going to create an Issa because it still suspects Eka. No, Chazal made another takana, let them still get married on Wednesday. Why? So that he'll come to Beis Din and Aiden might come and say that she was Mizanet. It's like a two-stage takana according to the second pshat in Tosis. According to the first pshat in Tosis, one takana. The Ika takana was for Sharon Hashem. The Derech Agav, indirectly, Abaye says, I can bring you a raya that Tosfos says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi is Neman, because if he wouldn't be Neman, he wouldn't be credible. If he wouldn't be credible, there's no value to this takana. According to the second day, it tells us, no. There are two parts to the takana. They're directly linked. The first part of the takana is that by Eishes Kohanim, Kusumi Baz Gimel, the Baal is Neman to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. And because of that, we'll make a takana that she get married on Wednesday, so that he'll come to Beis Din and we'll tell him, don't rationalize, she's a surah to you. Because he's Neman, Chazal, we're willing to make a takana. Listen carefully now. Because he's Neman, because the Baal is Neman to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, Chazal, we're willing to make a takana, even by Shar Noshim, where there should have been a Svek Sveka, and Nemanus of the Baal shouldn't even accomplish anything. Chazal, we're willing to make a takana that they should get married on Wednesday anyway, so that Edom might come. The two takanas are working in tandem, according to Tosfos. It's not just kila achar yad, but there are agav, I can prove he's nema to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. No, it's that because, that's the tamad of it, because by Eishes Kohanim Chusu Mibaz Gimel, he's nema to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, that's why Chazal were mesakein. By Shar Noshim, with his Svek Sveka, Chazal will decide that should still get married on Wednesday, so that the Edom will come. Maybe Edom will come and it'll be Mizbara that she was Mizanah. Okay, the two takanas going together. Of course, what we have to explain is what does that mean that they're together? Because of one, the other? I need the first to get to the second? What does that mean? The first Pentatosis we get. He's saying it's not a real Raya. Abai's Raya is not really direct, it's indirect. We're just trying to prove that the time of Pesach Pesuch is a credible time. Because if it were not credible, then there's no value to the takana. Maybe Taka Chazal didn't make a takana by Eishes Kohanim Kusumi Baz Gimel, like the Eish Om in the Ritzvah. Maybe there is no time. Maybe Taka, they can get married any day. But because he's Neman to say Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, there's value to the takana Rabban. According to the second Pshat Tosfos, no. There was a takana made by both. By both. By the special ladies and by the Shar Noshim. And the takana that was made by the special ladies was because the Baal is Neman. Since the Baal is Neman by the two special cases, that's why Chazal made the takana by Shar Noshim as well. But what does that mean? What does that mean that one is linked to the other? What kind of a strange linkage is that? So, I think that's what the Ran had in mind. Let's all turn to the Ran, but this we're going to come full circle. Okay, the Ran asks the Kasha on Rashi, and he says, I think I know the answer for Rashi. If you read the Ran, you'll realize that the Ran is sort of saying the Sefer Pshat HaTosfos. He's just embellishing it a little bit. He's explaining it a little bit more. What does the Ran say? The li nirin divrei Rashi ikar. Ran says, I like Rashi. Danan begemar hachi karmin. Bishlami mehem and lomar pesa basur matzasi. V'nafkamina dehani tarti nashi d'les bu'al achad sveika mitzuri. If the Baal is named to say Pesach Bozor Matzasi, and what's an afkamina? By Shara Noshim is a Sfek Sveka anyway. So what that she was Mizana, but it's still Tachta, Vena Tachta, Barotz, and Baonis, it's only by the Eishas Koran and Pchus and Mibaz Gimel that it's going to ask her. Says the Ran, because he's Neman to say Pesach Bozor Matzasi, in those cases, Hainu de Tokun Rabonon Bechol Anoshim Shlo Yinosu Ela Bedaled. That's the reason. It's not agav urch, it's not an indirect linkage. No, that's the reason Chazal and Mesakin by Shara Noshim that Psula Nisus Liyom Haravi. Why? Listen up. Mishim de Kevon de Mehemninon le Kimlon de Vadai Zinso. The Kevon Shekein Israoi. Since we trust the Baal to say Pesach Pasul Matzasi by Eshes Kanem Kusim Vaz Gimel, Kimlon de Vadai Zinso. Underline those words. Kimlon, again, we trust the Baal. It's as if we know that Vada is in some. The Kevin Shekain Israoi. Israoi sounds like a terrible word, right? Israoi, there's a reyesa, there's some damage being, right? There's something bad here. We'll have to figure out what the bad is. The Alayu de Bezdin Rami Lamekam Allah de Milsa. Now it's the responsibility of Bezdin to figure it out. Figure out what? Tachtav I ain't tachtav. When was she Mizana? Even though, okay, if Adam don't come, she still is Muteris. Oh, the Ran said it, right? Adam don't come, she's Muteris, but she's Trey Sveiki. I feel like he came into Israel. Oh, Yalayu Rami Lemeka Makusha de Milsa. Shemi is Barhadov, Shemi is Barhadov, Yavo Adin. Because the Baal is named as a Pesach Basur Matzasi. Kimlon de Vadai Zinsa Israoi. What does it mean, Israoi? The cheskas kashrus of the woman has been damaged, it's been undermined. We trust the Baal to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, so we now have an assumption that she was Mizana. The question is when? How? Baonis, Beratzon, Takta, Ein Takta. There are lots of questions about this news that we have to answer. But Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman means what? Kimlon de Vadai Zinsa, that's the king. That once we trust the Baal, so then we assume there was a znus over here. He knows what he's talking about when he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. So we assume there's a znus. There's a reis and a cheskas kashrus. Now it's the responsibility of Bezdin to figure out what happened. That's why we want him to get married on Wednesday. But if the Baal would not be nema to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he also come on lo shaklin of eterin of emilsa klal. If the Baal were to come to us, we wouldn't have a shakl of etaria here. We wouldn't try to create a coal. The other abba mishat kinan le shelo lahotzi laz oleha. We would tell the guy loshin hara. We don't want to hear from you. It's because he's nema to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. That creates a reyesa in her cheskas kashrus. So that tells us that even though there is a sfek sfeka by Shara Noshim, we want them to get married on Wednesday, so they'll come to Bezin, so that will create a kol, and maybe the Edom are going to come. But if he wouldn't be Neman, if he would come to Bezin, we tell him, we don't want to listen. I don't hear, we can't hear. I'm not going to listen to you. Lashon Hara, don't be motzi latz. And then, if we're not going to listen to him, then they can get married any day. So why did Chazal make a takana they should get married after Wednesday? This is fact anyway. No, we want him to come because he's neman to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And because he's neman to say Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, what changes? There's a reyes in a cheskas kashrus. What does the Ran say? The second pshat in Tosfos holds that the reason why according to Rashi you have to be mevarer in our case. It's not like the Chemda Shlomo. It's not because she knows the Isser, right? And it's not because it might be misfire in the future through Adam. No. It's because The Baal is Neman enough to create a Reyes and Recheskes Parshas. In this case, Kimlan Devada is Insa. If he comes to Bezin and claims he found a Pesach Pesuva, in the Maskon of the Gemara, he comes to Bezin and claims, I didn't see Besulim, it's the same thing, right? In the beginning, we're assuming it's Pesach Pesuva, then we think it's Tam Besul. So the Baal is Neman to say Pesach Pesuva Matzasi. He's Neman to say that I didn't find Besulim. That Nemonis creates a reyes in the cheskas kashrus of the woman. Now we assume that there was a znus. The question is, when and how? Was it tachtav or not? Was it baratzon or not? So now we don't want to rely on svek sveka anymore, according to Rashi. That's what the takana of the Rabbanim was. They should get married on Wednesday, because if he comes to Bezin with the tainus besulim, he's Nemon. And that would create a reyes in her cheskas kashrus. Then we wouldn't be able to rely on the Svek Svek. We have to get Aiden. We want to get Aiden before we'd be Matar or Labailu. We want to get Aiden. There'd be some kind of Reyes and Reskes Kashrus. So that's why Chazal made the Takana. They should get married on Wednesday. Bamis, according to this Pshat and Rashi, according to the Rambam's Pshat and Rashi, Ken Zayin, I'm not sure I have to think about this. But it could be, according to this Pshat and Rashi, maybe they would not be allowed to remain married together, to stay together even before the Eidim. Because if this is based on the fact that there's a Reyesa in her Cheskas Kashrus, if the whole Takon is based on a Reyesa in her Cheskas Kashrus, so maybe that really does do away with the Svek Sveka until Eidim come. Maybe? Ken Zayin? Before we came on to this, I would say the Svek Sveka is standing. But the Eidim might come and they might create the Isser. But now, according to the Ran, no, it's more than that. It's that the fact that the Baal claims that he found Pesach Pesuach, or he claims that there was a time of Besulim, he didn't find Besulim, that creates a Reyes in her Cheskas Kashrus. So if you create the Reyes in her Cheskas Kashrus, I don't know anymore. Maybe Taka the Svek Sveka might not be enough. I'm just entertaining that as a possibility. You could say, no, the Reyes in the Cheskas Kashrus is enough to create the Takana so that we'll get Aiden. It's not enough that it upends the Svek Sveka so much so that they can't remain living together. I'm not sure. It's my suffer, a third suffer. I'm not sure, right? What does this Reyesa do? Is it enough of a Reyesa that now we want Aid? Do I need Mavara to aid him? Or could it be even enough of a Reyesa that they can't remain living together even before the Aidim come? I'm not sure. But that's the Pshat of the Ran. I think that's what Tosas had in mind as well in the second day. Hey, the first day, again, the Rai is indirect. The second day, the Rai is direct. Right? That the Takana really was set for both. Both for the and for Shar Noshim. It's because the Baal is Nema to say Pesach Pesuach Matzasi or Lo Matzasi Besulim by the two special cases, that's why Chazal were Mesagim by Shar Noshim, even though there's a Svek Sveka. Because Chazal say there's a Reyes in a Cheskas Kashus, and if there's a Reyes in a Cheskas Kashus, you have to be Mavar, what the Emes is. Okay, that could be the Pshat in Rashi. Yes?
According to this Pshat, so the first part of the Takana was that even a guy who's not a bucky, we're going to believe him, or only a guy who's a bucky, we now believe?
What do you mean, even a guy who's a bucky? The Gemara Daf Tes says we assume that he's a bucky. We assume he knows what a Pesach Pesuach is.
And if the guy's not, any guy who comes to claim Pesach Pesuach by Eishes Kohen is assumed to be a bucky, that's the Gemara means. Or the case of a Lazar was talking about was Rebbe a case Lazar? Of a guy that's a bucky, but a guy that's not a bucky.
Does he say it's a case of a bucky? I thought the whole Gemara was Rebbe Lazar is telling me he's Neman Lo Yisrael of what's his Chiddush. Of course he's Neman. So Havamina is, I think, the Lo Kimle, Kamash Malon Kimle.
And what's the Takana that this person is believed?
No, person. The Takana is they should get, the Takana Schachamim is they should get married on Wednesday. That's the Takana. Not that he's believed.
The stage one.
It's that because he's believed, Chazal made a Takana that they should get married Wednesday, because we want him to come to Bezdin, so that we'll tell him, now that you believe to say Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, she's going to be Asura to you because there's only one suffer.
It's not part of the Takana.
It's not stage one. I would be misaki that he's now.
It's not stage one of the Takana. It's before the Takana came. They had something to base it on.
Okay. The fact that the Baal is Neman, there's stage one of the Takana is that we want the Eishes Kohen and the Pchusim Ibaz Gimel V'Yomecha to get married on Wednesday. That's stage one of the Takana. Stage two of the Takana is that we want Shar Noshim to get married on Wednesday. The Takana is get married on Wednesday. Nothing to do with Nemonis, Aid, those are reasons. The Takana is get married on the first, so according to the second Tosis, Stage one was Eishes Kohen Kusa Mibaz Gimel, Shige Night on Wednesday. Stage two is once we trust the Baal enough in a case where even without Aiden he'll be able to ask the woman, he'll be able to ask his wife based on his statement alone that shows us that we take his statement seriously. He can create a race in the Cheskas Karshas of the woman, so then we'll make a Takana even by Shara Noshim. They should get married on Wednesday. What's the Takana? They should get married on Wednesday, right? Because there's a race in the Cheskas Karshas of the woman, so we're not going to rely on this sex faker. That's the Ran's Pshat. I believe that's this Pshat. Second day in Tosfos Sisra. Okay? So far, so good. So far, we have what? We have a basic pshat in Rashi and Tosfos, where the Rashi and Tosfos are simply disagreeing about whether we can rely on a Svek Svek, or do we have to be Mavar and Mavar Svek Svek, or not Chasim Sofer, right? Shach and Koli Svek Svek. And then we had three other approaches to explain Rashi differently. The Rashi says, no, it's something special here. Normally, Mavar Svek Svek, you don't have to be Mavar. But here, you got to be Mavar. Why? Either the Chem de Shlem. Because the woman knows that it's an Isser, Alatzad that it's an Isser, she knows, Bavada, that she's doing an Isser. Or because it could be Misbar in the future. Not like the case of Trefus, but if we're not going to have them get married on Wednesday, we're not going to push to find the Edom if they exist, and maybe the Edom will show up one day, and they'll be living in Isser for years, it's a terrible Gnai. And the third approach is the approach of the Ran in the second day of Tosfos, and maybe Dafk over here, you have to be Mavara to Edom, because this Svek Svek is weaker. Why? Because there's a reyesa in the cheskas kashrus of the woman. There's a reyesa in her cheskas kashrus. Because the Baal is neman in his taina chesed pasul. He's neman to say that he didn't find dam basulam. And once he says it, we trust him enough to say that we know there was a vadeis nus. When and how? That's a different issue. So when and how are not necessary. There aren't two sfeikas by Eishes Kohen Kusa Mibaz Gimel Shana V'Yamecha. So once the Baal says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he'd be nemah to ask right there and then. Chazal made a takana, even in those two cases, he should come to Bezins, he shouldn't rationalize, we want to tell him that she's Asura. But once he's nemah in those two cases, once we trust him to say Vada'i Zinsen, there's a raise in the Cheskas Kashas of the woman, Chazal made a takana, even by Shar Noshim, even though there's a Svek Sveika, Chazal made a takana, they should get married on Wednesday, because we wanted to go to Bezin, because there's a raise in her Chazaka. There's a raise in the Svek Sveika. So we want him to come to business that we'll be able to create a call, we'll send out feelers, and maybe we'll find Aiden to ascertain what the truth really is. Dovidov.
The Baal Shem, who
said
that you don't even claim the large sex ego, would say that we'd argue that there's no race, but it's
not we're going to get to the Rebbe Tam now. Hold what you say.
Is the Rav Fisher saying that there's a is he saying that there's a hickory and a non-hickory?
Well, didn't he say it's like sort of within stages? Tosfos certainly said that. He said there's one, and then we're going to leave for the other.
I don't know if there's a difference, but he didn't say like the main Tekana, not main Tekana. He just said that the only reason I need Hatsup is not the Nekra Tekana, but because just to show you that there is no money for the Baal, and therefore there will be no money for the Baal. But I don't think he's saying that.
Doesn't the Ran assume that there would still be a Takana by Eishes Kohen Kusa Mibaz Gimel Shana V'Yamecha, even if there wouldn't be a Takana by Shana Hashem? That's what he's assuming. He says, why is Shana Hashem getting married on Wednesday? It sounds like there still would be a Takana for the other women. There wouldn't be a Takana for the Shana Hashem. I think he's working in tandem like Tosis. Noah?
Can you say the difference between the two Tosis' explanations of Rashi is the starting point, whether you start by Rav Nashim and then work backwards? In the first answer, would say you start from Rav Nashim, and you say that
according to Tosfos too, the real pshat of Tosfos.
Tosfos's question on Rashi. He gave two
right.
Understandings.
Right. Oh, ah, you're saying according to the first day in Tosfos, second day in Tosfos. Okay.
Right. Okay. According to the first
day in Tosfos.
He says you start from according to Rashi. You start from Rav Nashim.
Right.
And then you work backwards. Otherwise Rav Nashim.
Not work anywhere according to
right,
the first day in Tosfos.
Because otherwise you work backwards. Because that's the Ikar Takana. You work backwards because otherwise it makes no sense.
Right, and according to the first day in Tosfos, it could very well be that by the two special women, there is no Takana B'Chalal, and they can get married any time.
Right.
According to the second day in Tosfos,
you don't start from Rav Nashim, you start from the other way, and then you work your way towards Rav Nashim.
Right, exactly.
Right.
In the second day in Tosfos, exactly. Right? Two approaches in Tosfos, how to understand Rashi, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie.
I don't understand why it could be discovered that it was Eno Taka and it was Vahe. So why is this?
But let me ask you a question. No. Znus means that she had a bias isser. Was it a bias isser? Of course. Even if it's baonis, it's still bias isser. She might be the teres labayla, but... It's still a znus. It's still improper. What? Okay, you're right. It's not a bias isser. But it's still a bias. She still was mizana. She had bia.
It was against her will.
Cheskas kashrus means that she... I see what you're saying. If it was ena tachtav and it was ba'ones, so then she did nothing wrong.
She was married beforehand. What is she?
Sorry?
What is she? Ena tachtav but not married.
She's
not
sorry?
Right.
It's not an issue of whether there's something wrong. The question is, was there a maisabia here? Right? Was there a maisabia? What is she claiming? She says, Besula Adi. There was no bia at all. So if we believe the Baal, that he found the Pesach Asua, there's a Reisa in her Taina. There was a Bia. I'm not saying it was a Bia sister, but there was a Bia. Oh, now it's Ramya Alei the Bezdin to determine what's the truth here. Right? Was there a Bia Issa, Bia Heter, etc. But once we trust him that he found the Pesach Asua, so we're not going to automatically say that she's a Surat, but there's a Reisa in her chazaka, not, okay, let's not talk about cheskas kashrus, let's talk about her chazaka that she's a besula. Her cheskas besula, b'shas nisuin, right?
So there were three spagos now that we're working with. Suffolk one, did she have a beer? Suffolk two, was it taka? Suffolk three, was it only sarasa? Now there are three spagos.
What's the third suffolk? I didn't get it.
The first one is now, is she besula or not?
No, but whether she's a besula or not doesn't relate to whether she's mataris or a sur to the husband. The two sveikas are whether baratzen. If she was mizana baratzen, she's going to be a sura. It's got to be tachtav and baratzen, right? So there are two ways that she could be mataris. If either was not tachtav or if it was baonis. Those are the sveikas.
Isn't it
that
from
that
a
sveik
from your nema? We believe it.
Nema to say that he didn't find the
besula.
The first
one's not a stuffy, what he was saying. He was saying
He's Nema to say that she wasn't a besula. So now that she wasn't a besula, there was some kind of a maisabia. Now we have to figure out when and how. When and how. That's the whole idea. We want the Eidim because in this Svek Sveka, we have reason to believe that there was a bia. So once there's reason to believe that there was a bia, the chazaka of the woman has changed. Once her cheskas kashrus, cheskas besulim has changed, so now there's a responsibility on Bezin to determine what the emes really is. Okay, this is Konta Rashi. The emes is within Tosis as well. Just briefly, within Tosis as well, it's also not mochot that the Chasam Sofer is right. We start over the Chasam Sofer, very short line, like three lines in the Chasam Sofer. Right? Chasam Sofer says, machlokas Rashi and Tosis, regular machlokas, you have to be mavar, but machlokas rex vego now. Rashi says you do have to be mavar. Tosis says no. That's it. End of the sugya. Go bite it. So he said not so fast. According to Rashi, it's not so clear. Rashi would hold globally that you have to be mavar. Maybe dafka over here. There are different reasons. We have three reasons. Rabbeinu Tam also. Rabbeinu Tam holds that you don't have to be mavar here. Would the Rabbeinu Tam hold in general by Svek Sveka you don't have to be mavar? Maybe Rabbeinu Tam would hold that you do have to be mavar by a Svek Sveka in general, like by Treifus. Maybe you don't have to be mavar. Who says you can rely on Svek Sveka? Svek Sveka is not a dover borer, it's a hachroyer. Right? The Torah allows you to rely on it, but if you can be mavar, avadi, mechuyev to be mavar. Maybe Rabbi Natan doesn't deny that. So why over here does he say that Bashar Noshim, there's no takana? There's no chuyev to be mavar through Eidim, avadi. The whole takana really was only by Eshes Kohen and Kusim Ibaz Gimel. There's a low plug by Shar Noshim, but the Ikar takana didn't apply to Shar Noshim. Why not? Should have to be Mavar. Comes the Ritva and says, no. Rabbein Tam says, not over here, you don't have to be Mavar. Why? Did you get a chance to look at the Ritva? Why? What's the reason? Anyone? Can't hear you. No, before that. Znus is not Shriach. You have to be Mavarer if what you're being Mavarer is a bona fide Chashash. Rabbeinu Tam Pirish Mishnah Sina Ba'osam Shem Benos Chad Tzveika Ganeshes Koin Uptana Bas Yisroel Kedesh Yashkim LeBezdin V'yomru Lo Shiyasura Lo De'ilu La'osam Shetzvichem Eidim Milsad Lo Shchiach Hushiyavo Eidim Kedi Amina Begitin Znus Milsad Lo Shchiach Ba'eidim Dr. Ritva, Rabbi Natan says that you don't have to be mavar, not because in general you also don't have to be mavar. Avada, you should have to be mavar in general, if you can. Here, the Rabbi Natan says you don't have to be mavar, because there's something weaker about this case. This is Znus, and Znus is a milsad lo shchicha. Be'edim. Znus is not a milsad lo shchicha, unfortunately. But Be'edim. Znus Be'edim is a milsad lo shchicha. The Chachamim are not going to make a takana if it'll come to a bittul of Piriya Verivya. If it's a milsa l'shicha, if it's a milsa l'shicha, you have to, nothing you can do. It'll be a bittul mitzvah, but what are you supposed to do? But if znus be'edim is l'shicha, the makom bittul of Puruvu, Chazal are not going to make such a takana. That's what the Rabbi Natan might hold. So it comes out the Chasam Sofer is not mukhlak according to either Rashi or Tosfos. You don't have to say Rashi and Tosfos is a global machlokas. It could be a local machlokas either way. Rashi might hold that generally you don't have to be mavar. Dafka over here you have to be mavar, either for the reasons of the Chemda Shlomo or for the reason of the Ram. Rabbi Natan as well, he might hold in general you do have to be mavar. Dafka over here that we're talking about Znus Be'edim. Znus Be'edim is Zedover Shalosh Chiyach. But Makom Bittul Mitzvah, we're not going to force you to be Mevar Be'edim if it'll come to a Bittul Mitzvah. So because Znus Be'edim is Lo Shchicha, here you don't have to be Mevar. But where it's Shchiach, in the case of Treifus, it's Shchiach that when the wing breaks, it could puncture the lung. So because it's Shchiach, maybe there Rabbeinu Tam Bataka said that you have to be Mevar. It's only over here that Znus Be'edim is not a Dover Shchiach, so therefore he says that you have to be Mevar. Yes. Second answer of Tosfos within Rashi?
Within Rabbeinu Tam, why would Rabbeinu Tam argue point the second answer of Tosfos? That I know that second answer of Tosfos.
That's within Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam didn't learn this whole the Ray exception.
Rabbeinu Tam still argues and says that the Eker Tekhon is not on those Nashim, and Rashi says that they
right. He's not bothered by that reisa. Apparently
not.
Why not? He's not bothered by the reisa because he says that even if the husband taka is neman, right? He's neman to say pesach pesuch matzasin. I guess he says he still have a sfek sfeika. So just because we trust the husband in those two cases doesn't upend the Sfek Sfeika, right? I mean, that's the question. If you have a Reyes in a Sfek Sfeika, so does that obligate me to be Mavara better? Or do we say, no, it is a Reyes, right? It is a Reyes. If I have a Sfek Sfeika, I can run with it. The Tosfos says, I have a Sfek Sfeika. I don't have to be concerned by the fact that there might be a Reyes. Yeah, there was a Vadai Znus, but so what? You see, you're so convinced of the Ran that you can't understand Tosfos. Tosfos is sitting pretty. Tosfos holds, I have a Sfek Sfek. Of course it's Mutter. What's the question? The Ran has this Chiddush that once I have a Reyesa, I can't rely on the Sfek Sfek. It's not a Chiddush in the Ran. Right? That once there's a Reyesa that we Kimlon Devadai Zinsa, I can't rely on the Sfek Sfek. Tosfos says, why not? I have a Sfek Sfek. I can run with the Sfek Sfek. That's a Sfek Machlokas that's going on beneath the surface with Nirashah.
According to this, maybe the second answer in Tosfos, if we're going to have to argue with Rashi, the second answer proves, and we would probably say, well, Sfek Sfek is for sure you don't have to be Mavar. If you don't have to be Mavar when there's a Reisa, then you for sure don't have to be Mavar in all Sfek Sfek, I think. And maybe that's why, and this
okay.
Is very different.
But that second day is explaining Rashi, so I don't want to use that to try to explain Tosfos, because I think it's too much of a jump. One more. Noah?
Well, isn't that what the Sam Sofer was saying originally? If you hold that Tzvadai, if Sfek Sfek is the MS, we know that's for sure.
That's how we explain the Chasam
Sofer. I'm saying, like, that's what you could say here, that Tosfos is saying, like, it's the Sfek Sfeika.
It's the Emes, you can rely on it, even though there is a Reyesa, but so what?
Right,
when there's a Sfek Sfeika, that's as if I know what the truth is, and I can
right.
Rely on that, and I'm
not
giving the
back. Okay, so that's what we hold.
Okay, good. We'll stop here.